Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button before watching this, so that it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, The Chubby Gourmet. Chubby is a fellow MGTOW and has a YouTube channel where he travels all over the world to show you people's delicious recipes, as well as his own. Some of his dishes are simple to prepare and delicious, perfect for single meals. We can now leave the washing of dishes for the females. My favorite video is called The Secret of Beautiful Breasts. No, not these breasts, but these ones. So what are you waiting for? Check out Chubby's YouTube channel in the description. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, we have Dasha, and she was supposedly the victim of a dine-in dash, where the man left her to pay the entire $200 restaurant bill. I wonder if this actually happened or if she's just saying that to get some sympathy and simp bucks. Then again, maybe he found out about her career choice and decided it was just cheaper to head home and see her on his screen for 10 bucks. Women pull this sort of stuff on men all the time. Nice to see that the tables have been turned around for a change. Up next is what happens when you make it through all of the women with daddy issues and have to face the final boss. Looks like this boss is probably unemployable based on all the ink piercings that she's got. She didn't do this to make herself attractive to men. She did it to make herself unattractive, yet she still expects a 10 out of 10 chat to rescue her from all her mistakes. Maybe some simple think he can fix her or take her hostage and remove all her tattoos from her. Number three, we have a woman saying that people having private pools and not sharing them with her kid is unfair, and that the rest of society is stuck having to go to beaches where the water quality isn't even being tested. Looks like Stalin got reborn as a single mother, trying to redistribute people's property. If people were forced to share their pools, then they would bury them, and then no one would have a pool. Here's an image of a college grad after they got their first paycheck. Moving on is Adam asking everyone, what's the worst career advice that you've ever received? Monica Lewinsky says an internship at the White House would have been an amazing thing for my resume. But how bad could it have really been? In fact, it's quite the opposite. She made millions writing a book about taking one shot in the mouth from Billy's Little Wee Willie. Number five is a woman that says she's too hot and that the men are intimidated by her looks and it's a curse. What she means by men being intimidated is that she's such an insufferable human being that no one wants to be around her. She's just average with a bunch of tacky tattoos that bring down her value. I just received an error 404 message on my screen saying, hotness not found. It's hard fixing attitude problems, but I'm sure that some simp out there will try. Up next, women will look like this with the thickest drawn-in brows in the universe and still tell guys not to message them because they're out of their league. They aren't wrong, though. Their league is down there with my belly button lint. I wouldn't even give it to them so they could smoke it. The real question to ask is, who would be desperate enough to direct message such a woman in the first place? They look like a league of crazies. Number 7, once you get red-pilled and go monk mode, watching romantic movies after no longer believing in love takes on a whole new meaning. Instead of Leo loving Kane in Titanic, you just wish that you could actually push her into the sea and take that floating door at the end of the film for yourself, instead of letting her become an alpha widow and get impregnated by some beta simp that she doesn't even care about. The red pill sure is a clarity pill instead of a poison one. Moving on, here's another reminder about what a feminist looks like. The shirt is a little bit redundant, even though she certainly isn't little. Actually, this is what two feminists look like. Why have Western women let themselves go this much and still expect to get the best men possible and try to get those men to make them their wife? Number 9, this is probably how the male of our species evolved. This male tetrapod was probably being nagged so much that the only way to go his own way was to evolve limbs and walk on land to get away from the females. And men have been trying to escape women's grip ever since. Why do you think that Elon is building rockets to get to Mars? Because life will be so tough there that women will never want to go. Up next, some men never evolve, and in fact they de-evolve back to the Simptatious period. It's a play on Cretaceous, in case you're wondering. This guy says to this woman that she's his drug. She says I guess he can't live without her. He corrects her by saying no, she costs too much and is ruining his life. You know what her next response is going to be? Laughter, thinking it's all a joke. Though secretly he told the truth. Love is a drug, and the sooner you sober up from it, the sooner you can find something meaningful to do with your life. Number 11 is the fate of men that love their wives and are willing to simp out at the store waiting for them to finish their shopping. instead of just dropping them off and letting them find their own way back home. Now there's a Reddit group dedicated to the photos of such husbands, waiting for their wives while they're shopping. It's like those dogs people tie up near the bike rack while they're inside the coffee shop for half an hour. Number 12, we have a woman saying that she doesn't need a man because she knows how to put oil in her car. Unfortunately, she doesn't know what type, and her poor husband is probably going to have to take her new car shopping after she destroys the old one. Lady, keep doing what you're doing. Just don't do it anywhere near my car. That's seed oil. Don't you understand that's unhealthy for both you and your car? Some people think oil is oil. Number 13, a guy says his girlfriend got drunk and told him that she's been with 200 guys while in college. He figured out that it was a new guy every week. The thrusting in and out of her meant that she had 10.5 miles worth of schlong go through. Once the guy figured that out, he made sure that she wasn't his girlfriend anymore. If you want to know more, then check out Terrence Pop's video called 500 Miles of Mr. Right. But he needs to drive more than 10 miles to get away from her. Moving on, there was a story about Microsoft disabling computers of users who share non-mainstream content online. Right now it's a fake story, but one day it might not be, the way things are going. They'll probably do one better and just freeze your bank account, thanks to CBDCs. One day they also might ban hard drives entirely, and outlaw local disk storage entirely too. This should be illegal, but Sony has been bricking people's PlayStations for hate speech violations, so be prepared with a copy of Linux. Number 15, we have a woman asking the question that if Lonely Fools isn't a real job, then why does she just buy her first flat at the age of 19? Josh says that after more than 100 years of feminism, women still have to resort to this sort of profession to be successful. In another 10 years, with the new text-to-video software from OpenAI and artificial intelligence, this so-called profession will be finished. Up next, we have Helena, and she cheated on her boyfriend with his father. She says that after that happened, he told her that he wanted to end himself, and she basically sent him tips on how to do it. She's evil, and she didn't even mention why she was so cruel to begin with. But I'm sure that there are guys out there that will say, she can be kind, loyal, modest, and supportive if I only fix her. Their dream wifey. Maybe it's behavior like this that explains why past generations of men were so strict with women. Number 17 is Taylor Griffith, without her makeup. This is just a glimpse of how much women lie. I certainly wouldn't get together with her not because of her plain mid-face, but because her body is built like an ironing board. She also looks like Pearl without the makeup and fun personality, as I've stated before. But maybe this is a fake picture because, from what I remember, her forehead is much bigger. She's average at best. Moving on, her four movie characters that are closer to being villains in films and should have suffered more consequences. One plays God creating dinosaurs that end up eating lawyers. Another one brings the main character an AIDS baby for him to raise. The third pretends to be disabled and lays in bed all day instead of providing for his family. And the last one is an alpha widow that cared more about some random homeless guy that she slept with years ago instead of her own granddaughter and family. Number 19, we have a woman wondering if it's not motherhood that's overwhelming her, but if instead it's everything else, like social pressure to do more and more, that it might just be her job that's burning her out. An entire generation of women secretly feel like that, but too bad their mothers fought to get women out of the kitchen back in the 70s and 80s. They had a good thing going until they wrecked it. Up next, apparently most men, 80%, would want to be with one great wife rather than 500 great hookups. And yet women keep perpetuating the lie that men crave variety. When a man is in love, he only craves the woman he loves. What's really interesting about this is that it fits perfectly in with the 80-20 rule. I predict that if we saw the women's poll, it would be the complete opposite. There also appear to be no other options, it seems. Everyone must fit into box A or B. Number 21, we have Barbie saying that men will never know what it's like walking out alone at night, scared for your life. Actually, more men get ended by criminals in dark alleys than women ever do. That's according to the crime statistics. On top of that, if a woman is being attacked, more than likely men and even women will come to her aid. But if a man is being attacked, people will tend to run the other way or just film it on their phones for fun. Moving on, we have Manjeet, and he found his true love in Canada. Just 1 week before his student visa expires and he has to be sent back home. I guess no one marries a fat chick faster than a dude who needs a place to stay. After 9/11, I knew a Nigerian guy that was going to be deported, so he married a woman that size. Everyone knew it was so he could stay in the country. They must have had a whale of a time during their honeymoon. I bet you anything that in her mind, she still thinks she can do better. Number 23, I mentioned Taylor Swift without makeup, and now we have Pearl without it either. Which one do you prefer? Pearl is a feminist by definition, as she works hard, earns her own money, and she's opinionated. Yet the men that follow her don't agree with feminism. How ironic. She is the model of what a feminist should be. While Swift looks bitter and angry if you stare into her eyes. Everyone on X says that they would choose Pearl. Up next, we have two strong and empowered female entrepreneurs that get $15 a person on Lonely Fools. But content like this can be found for free all over the place. And there are better looking women out there. So who is paying for this? I can't wait until AI finally puts an end to their celebrations. Either that or the wall. Number 25 and the last one, speaking of AI, here's AI-generated Gandalf with two South Asian hobbits. You can tell it's fake from the fingers and the weird phone numbers on the sign. If this is real, then the two ladies would be robbing this old guy on Halloween at an ATM. This is just as fake as Nikki Haley being a Republican. It also has to be fake because Gandalf is gay. Unless, of course, these are ladyboys, then it's as real as it can be. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a thumbs up to help it reach more viewers. If you want the memes I can't show you on YouTube, then subscribe to me over at X where I post them ahead of time. Link is below. Also remember, I make these for free, so donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.